Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Nailed it.
We're delightful.
We are fucking, oh my gosh. Let's just.
We're what?
We're delightful.
We're fucking wonderful.
We're delightful.
Look at us, you guys.
I wouldn't ask for another.
Yeah, exactly. We're grooving in the heart. Because that's where it is.
That song legitimately is in my current workout playlist.
What is this song?
Groove is in the heart.
Groove is in the heart. The chills that you feel on my back.
It's in it's in season two of Big Mouth.
I couldn't ask for another.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Q-Tip in it.
We're already starting.
This is 100% going into the
podcast. Oh, all of this is going in. Yeah, right? this is all of this is going in. Are you kidding me?
I shit you not. Normally when I'm here recording, I'm like at a table, studious with my notes and shit like that.
Right.
I'm literally lounging on Dave's couch, holding the microphone like I'm in a weird stand-up special.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Hi everybody, welcome to Hypecast.
We gotta do the actual. Hypecast. It's the first Hypecast of the new year. I'm your co-host,
2020.
Tom
Ryan. 2020. I'm your other co-host, David Bell.
And I am cancer of the show, Jeff May.
Hi.
And I am third person in this room.
Yeah, we're really like chilling out, coming into the new year.
Coming into the new year in a lackadaisical fashion.
Yeah. Well, we're recording for like 3 hours tonight, and so I whipped out like the nice comfy chairs.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was like, you know, our butts. We gotta protect our butts.
We gotta protect our tender asses. Mm-hmm.
So now that we're lounging, it's like, yeah, now my attitude is like
our sweet, sweet peaches have gotta be cushioned.
Exactly. I have shifted. I've pissed 40 times today.
He has.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up this morning and I peed and it was a yellow stream. And I was like, that's not going to work for me.
Sure.
So then I consumed like 2 gallons of water today.
Yeah. That's good.
I've pissed like four times since I got to Dave's place. And that was like maybe 40 minutes ago.
I kept saying he had a tumor or something. Like it was like there's something going on in there that's like pushing the piss.
Pushing that piss.
Are you taking a piss?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I like everything all the places this has gone.
Welcome to Pisscast.
Pisscast.
Welcome to Pisscast.
Welcome to Pisscast.
Where we follow up.
We look at jars of piss.
Superman has to answer for this piss.
Stupid movie.
Oh shit. I haven't listened to that yet, but I'm very excited about it.
He can make his piss hot from across the room with his hot vision.
With his heated vision.
With his laser eyes, making his piss hot.
Batman vs. Superman has a thread in it about piss. Mm-hmm. There's like a thread.
There's a lot of piss play.
And like, they kept it. It was an unnecessary thing to keep in there, but I'm really glad they kept it.
It's artistic vision.
Zack Snyder's artistic vision involves a lot of piss.
Yeah.
Involves Holly Hunter.
It's piss. Piss and grandma's peach tea.
Grandma's piss tea.
There's piss tea. Hey, who put this piss on my desk?
Hey, why is there piss in the Senate?
That movie's terrible.
I know.
It's so know. Good.
We did, I think Jeff said that that's the only Snyder cut any of us want to see is the scene where Jesse Eisenberg creeps into the Senate chambers and pisses in a mason jar.
Oh, yeah. You think he pissed in the jar, like, in the Senate?
I think so. I like on a long road trip where he had to piss in a mayonnaise jar. He's just, like, cramming his dong in there. Trying like to fill picture, it up real fast. Sorry.
I like to picture him being outside of the like the courtroom area, but like in the hallway, pissing in and then sneaking in and like kind of sloshing it and getting a little on his wrist.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I hope that's what happened, but like he's trying to recreate tea, right? So it doesn't have to be still warm.
It's a nice steeped piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what we call a crossover episode, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, full on.
If you want to hear more, check out the Patreon exclusive episode of Batman vs. Superman.
Check out Pishcast. Batman,
yeah.
Featuring Adam Piss Brown.
Adam Pishboy Brown.
Adam full of piss brown.
Oh.
Oh man, we are off the fucking rails.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, I have a segue.
Okay.
Speaking of our Patreon.
Oh yeah!
I'd like to do a shout out to some of our Patreon producers.
They produced a lot of piss.
Who are our producers of Hypecast?
Oh hell yeah!
We got a new one this week, by the name of Aaron Burser.
Aaron Burser,
you might recognize him from he was the producer of our Briscoe County podcast. He was the producer of our Tremors podcast,
mm-hmm.
And now he is a producer of Hypecast. Welcome to this special family.
He's producing this cast.
Yeah.
He's like, I wasn't expecting this much piss talk on my episode. I got to be 100% honest.
Oh, no.
No, I think he was.
He knew.
was a request.
It's a disclaimer we mail out to everybody who elects to be a producer tier. We're like, now you have to understand there's going to be a lot of piss talk.
Yeah, there's going to be. It's
And it's
gonna
not be piss talk. It's not going to be staggered out at all. Like one week, right. You might get 10 seconds of piss talk. The next week, it may be 30 minutes.
It may be this specific week.
It'll average to like a certain amount of piss talk per year, though.
What's the mean of piss talk?
I don't know. Someone's got to figure that out for us.
What's the difference between the mode and the mean of piss talk?
Someone listen to all our podcasts and determine how much piss talk we have in it.
This is...
Other producers that I just got to give a shout out to is David Knife Boot Henson.
Knife Boot! Yeah.
3 exclamation points.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me up, Knife
Boot. Knife Boot!
Knife Boot!
My man earned those.
Christopher Robert Sparts Esquire. Great name. So many names. Too many names.
Topher Bobby Sparts. Is that right?
What?
What was his name?
Christopher Robert... Yeah, Topher Bobby Sparts Esquire. Yeah,
Esquire.
You got it.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he can bail us out.
One day he will be our lawyer. I know who to call.
When the FBI shows up after all this piss talk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. To get in on it.
Heard you're talking about Pierce.
Another producer, Mackenzie Righteous Hand of the Lizard People Chill.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah. Doesn't sound too chill.
He's
to
got
be the
best
righteous
shoes in the fucking game, dude.
He's got what now?
He's got these really awesome pink shoes that I'm fucking jealous of. He comes to Mint on Card.
Oh, and you see his shoes?
He's a local guy. I fucking love those shoes. Buy me those shoes. I'm a 13.
Great shoes, Mackenzie.
Let's make those shoes happen, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Use your righteous hand of the lizard people to get Jeff some pink shoes. What are you doing?
I 100% almost bought a pair of shoes off of Instagram today.
I think you should.
They were $149.
They looked like
that's a smart purchase. That's a good investment.
What's something I can't try on that's probably shady as shit? I'll take it.
They looked like the like black suit Spider-Man's shoes. Like they were really nifty looking.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like and Dave and I were both like, well, I'm not a shoe guy, but I really like these shoes.
Yeah, they're really cool shoes. Shout out to Funky J.
Yeah.
One of our other producers. We decided that the
Funky
J stands for Jesus, but we could change that if we want.
Yeah, it could be Funky Jesus.
Here's where my lounge brain is going right now. My first thought was jizz.
Funky
Jizz.
Because
I'm a fucking jerk off right now.
Sure, sure. You're like spread eagle
I'm
on
fucking,
my couch.
You'll notice
right
I
now.
Made sure my shoes were not on your
Oh, I don't give a shit, but
on
thank
your couch,
you.
Though.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the thought. Final shout out to Pie Guy. P-I, no E.
Oh.
So, like, the math.
Boy, what an up-to-down situation that was for me.
We've decided this is Darren Aronofsky.
It's Darren Aronofsky, probably. Who else would be such a fan of Pi?
I used to love pretending to love that movie.
I haven't seen it in ages. I shoplifted that movie and almost got caught.
You got caught?
I didn't get caught. I almost got caught because I was at a media play.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I shoplifted the VHS of that, and I had cut the thing that, you know, that sets off the detectors.
Yeah.
I cut it off with a knife. Mm-hmm. And I put it in my backpack, and it still went off. The anti-theft thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, "Can we search your backpack?" And I was like, "Sure." And I like discreetly got the VHS out of there.
How did you and do they looked, that?
You know, because I know sleight of hand magic, Tom.
You sleight of hand, you palmed a VHS?
I palmed a VHS.
How big are your fucking the catcher's mitt hands?
Here's the thing about sleight of hand and palming, it's about angles. So it was like, all I needed was this clerk to not see the tape. Not for everybody in the fucking media play to not see it. So I palmed it in a way that is like, from her perspective, she couldn't see it. Mm. And I set it behind a counter, and she went through the bag and there was nothing. And then we ran it through the anti-theft thing and it kept going off. And it was like legit, just like a glitch.
Like a weird.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with my dirty deeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I
technically
left.
Done dirt cheap.
They were being done dirt cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it was like God stepped in and was like, "You will not get that VHS of Pi."
God, huge Aronofsky fan.
Yeah, big Aronofsky fan.
How can
you
not be after Noah?
Yeah, that's true.
I can come up with a couple of reasons why.
Oh my God, what are we doing? Are we talking about trailers?
We're talking trailers, baby.
Eventually we will.
we could do it anytime.
We'll get there when the hell we feel like it, that's for
all
sure.
Right, but shout out, thanks to all our goddamn producers,
all of
our hype producers.
New Hypecast producers.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this tier. I think it's going well.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it. I like it almost much as grand as peach tea, which is sometimes pish.
Which is sometimes the worst times, pish. Talk about a double downer.
I can't interrogate Superman with a jar full of pish.
How's Superman going to be held accountable when you're busy blowing up pish?
It's going into, like, you guys realize you're creeping into Mr. Garrison a little bit?
That's kind of the impression she was doing.
Yeah.
Holly Hunter, what if I talk like an asshole the whole movie? Go for it, Holly Hunter.
Is that not her regular voice?
I feel like she's been. It could be her real voice. She also could be doing a 38-year bit.
Yeah. Well, she's because she's from Kentucky. She's supposed to be like a farm girl from Kentucky that became a senator. So she really foghorn leghorns the shit out of her way she talks.
Oh,
remember
gosh.
Her in Copycat where they were like, we need to it's great because that movie is like a just basically copying Silence of the Lambs, and it's called Copycat.
And Holly Hunter's impression, my impression of her, is my copycat of my Jodie Foster impression.
Right, exactly. And they were just like, we need a Jodie Foster.
Isn't
so
that
let's
right,
get
Dr.
Holly Hunter.
Iron Sulfat, Lewis Friend, Fool's Gold, your anagram's showing, Doctor.
Oh God. We've gotten a lot done here, you guys.
Look, man, we're talking about movies, technically. So.
That's true.
Listen, buddy, we're getting a lot done.
All right. I'm going to introduce.
This is the kind of shit people tune in for. I'm going to be honest.
It's true. No, I'm not. Look, nothing about this is wrong.
This is what we call color.
I'm not like, come on, guys, let's get to it. People are like, oh, what about the trailers? You know, like, I don't think people give a shit about the trailers, right?
Can we also talk about how Lex Luthor really was dehydrated when he took that piss?
Well. It needed
that
to look
some,
like
that
tea.
That is some hot, sickly piss.
It needed to look like tea, so he had to dehydrate himself
did
in order to...
Did he go on a cleanse before he did that?
Anti-cleanse. Like, he drank like a shitload of Mountain Dew and energy drinks.
This piss is full of toxins.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, Mr. Luthor, I'm concerned for your health. I don't think you're getting the proper nutrients in your diet.
It looks like cider, man.
Piss shouldn't be this color.
So she... drank it. She didn't.
But she
doesn't
really
drink it.
She doesn't drink it.
No.
Does she bring it to her mouth?
No,
she just like looks at it and gets scared.
Okay.
Because there's nothing scarier than a mason jar full of piss. Okay, so when I was...
She must have smelled it, is what I'm getting at.
No, she looked at it. She
nobody
and
smelled
like,
it in the room.
The color, like,
if,
I guess. Yeah. I don't
if there was a jar of piss in this room, we would be like, there's a jar, I can smell a jar of piss in this room.
Yeah. A hot jar of Granny's peach piss. This is essentially a deleted scene from the podcast.
More or less, yeah.
More piss talk.
We got to get our piss average up. So
much piss.
You got to crick it out on the free episodes, man.
Yeah, we started at the beginning of the year, so now we don't have to do as much piss talk for the whole year.
Here's a question. True. In the quiet place, how do you piss?
Very quietly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point.
It's a good segue because solid our first segue, trailer is A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah!
And another
it's
movie
technically
about...
pronounced Part 2.
Part 2, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Cillian Murphy, or Killian Murphy?
Killian
whatever,
Murphy.
Who gives
Killian,
a shit? Yeah. Doing another, like, fucking apocalypse, gritty apocalypse.
Right, they traded their John Krasinski for Killian Murphy.
Well, he's still directing.
He is, yeah. He's directing, and I believe
JK.
He wrote the script. But
he'll probably be in a couple scenes, I think.
Yeah.
He might be in a flashback,
It starts with a flashback, right?
Yeah, true, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about this. Sorry.
Yeah, no, what, I'm fine without it.
I know, we did our Quiet Place, Tom, our pod. Mm-hmm. Our pod.
Yeah, we did it, we just watched on it.
And like, I think I was the only one who just didn't care for the movie, and I still don't really care
pissed?
For it. I was pissed. I didn't find the movie that great. I don't know. And so, like, I'm not looking for the sequel, kind of, for that
It has
reason.
A very Walking Dead vibe to it.
It's very Walking Dead, yeah. It's like the, The conceit of the trailer is it's like,
the real monster is man.
Exactly. What manner of beast is man? Yeah. Like,
yeah. Which is
it's the direction that all of these movies go in. Every single one.
I guess you kind of have to have that like that's the universal. That's like the hero's tale, but for like sci-fi.
Right.
Like you have to do that. Like.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. In a zombie apocalypse, there's a lot of downtime, and it becomes a thing where it's like, yeah, man, you know, the government's gone, and we're all fucked, and everybody's going crazy. This is like, there's just big fucking crab monsters.
Yep.
And so it's like, are we worse than them? And it's like, no, they're
no,
worse.
No, the crab monsters are probably worse.
Yeah, the crab monsters are the problem. Everybody focus on the crab monsters. Yeah, there's still a problem.
Let's keep focused here. Let's not worry about you know,
it's not like the crab. It's not like it's winded down. Yeah, you know, it's like, no, we're in war. We're at war with the crab people. Like people in trenches don't turn on each other.
The crab people.
Yeah, it's just like
we don't need like, oh, I got a rape cave. Like, let's hold off on that. People, the crab monsters can hear you in the rape cave.
Exactly. If someone was doing that, the rest of society would be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? There's crab monsters.
Yeah, that person wouldn't.
We're just
going to
shoot you in the head and keep going because we don't have fucking time for your bullshit. It's a crab war.
Sea war.
We're in a quiet crab war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is just... I think the first movie was like... Like, regardless of my opinion on it, I think it's got that like 28 Days Later thing where it was very gimmicky. And not necessarily in a bad way.
It's an episode of The Outer Limits is what it is.
Yeah, but the moment you start expanding on the mythology, it's going to get dumb.
Yeah, we don't need this, John.
Yeah.
We got your first one, and I get you probably made a lot of money to do this. I'm not mad about it either because I'm like, hey, man, make your money.
Yeah, and it's keeping him out of doing weird, like, pro-war propaganda films.
Because that's not
the other thing he does.
No, it's not, because he's still making Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan is also, I think, pro-war. I love Jack Ryan.
Hell yeah,
but
it is
propaganda, yeah. It's just weird that John Krasinski, he makes two things, like brooding horror movies and then like pro-America, pro-war propaganda.
I really did not like how much I liked 13 Hours.
I didn't see it.
It was like, it's as far as Michael Bay movies go, it's like, well made.
Yeah, it is not the worst. It's like firmly in the middle of the stack as far as Michael Bay movies go. It's embarrassingly jingoistic.
Oh, sure. But,
and it kind of plays a little fast and loose with the facts. But.
Right. It's that's his Benghazi movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one that like played at rallies and stuff.
Yeah, nobody needed to hear Michael Bay chime in on Benghazi.
Yeah.
I saw it on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Saw it on Valentine's Day with a girl who was friends with a guy in it.
Yeah.
So she's let's go to that.
John Krasinski.
One of the guys. One of the white guys.
There's so many white guys in that.
One of the Iraqi terrorists.
Oh.
Or not Iraqi, but you know.
It's like a weird quasi office reunion because one of the other handlers is
Roy.
Roy, yeah.
Roy's in it?
Yeah,
Roy's in it.
It's Jim and Roy, and they're just kind of not mentioning Pam the whole time.
Nope. Weird. They're fighting side by side.
I might have to see that piece of shit.
Without Pam, they get ripped.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Pam's been holding them back physically.
Is this like a world where like did Pam die and they found each other in grief and then they just got ripped, super ripped?
They got super ripped and then joined the special forces to become Navy SEALs.
I like this. I like this continuity.
And they're also then they become like they're mercenaries. They're like Blackwater.
Yeah. Right. Jesus
cool
Christ.
Cool Blackwater.
Yeah. Fucking Michael Bay. So yeah, Quiet Place Part 2 seems, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's the trailer had a cool opening, the car shot. That was cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, so man.
It might be his cinematographer, but JK, he seems like he's a decent director. The Krasinskis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I'll agree with it. Like A Quiet Place was, I don't think was badly directed.
I don't think so either.
I enjoyed it. I understand your problems with it, but.
Right.
I feel like
for the lack of a CG budget they had, they could have CG'd those animals a little better.
Yeah. Well, especially for this second one.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you can make it better, you know. You don't have
I'm sure they gave you a little more money this time around.
No. We wanted to make them look like they're animated.
Yeah.
Onto the film cells, like Roger Rabbit.
They blew their money on that Cillian Murphy budget, where they're like, because yep, he'll do your movie.
That red eye money, baby.
Yeah, yep. He'll do your movie, but if you're gonna give him a scraggly ass beard, that's all your budget. That's why
$40 million to get him on there.
Uh huh.
Well, yep. Also, Jimin Hansu is in there,
right?
Oh,
Academy Award nominee. Like,
it's like for a split second, Marvel's Jimin Hansu, Captain Marvel's actually.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
Which is called Faith Based.
It's like an interesting trailer,
right? It's like it was like the trailer to what was it? Revenge.
Where
right. It was just reading off the trolls' comments to the video trailer. Yeah.
There's been a few trailers like this, and I get it, but I also like it's just the writers or directors being like, "Hi, we were going to do a trailer, but everybody was upset about our movie, so we're going to read all the comments on Fox News." And it's like, oh, that's funny, but I kind of want to see a trailer.
But this is smart, because they'll make a trailer.
Yeah.
They'll make a trailer,
and this
costs them nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they filmed this in like 25 minutes.
Yeah, and this movie is essentially, it's about people making a religious movie because they make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, and it's not a bad premise.
No, that's a brilliant premise.
Yeah.
It's also a real thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Is and they say it in this trailer, they're like a bunch of people commented without even seeing the film. And I don't know how to articulate this. If the film is a fair and balanced look at faith-based movies, it should completely bash them, right? Like rarely is a faith-based movie actually made in good faith.
No,
it's the same thing as like Christian rock albums,
right? And it doesn't mean anything about religion.
No,
it's just an industry that's predatory and
it's greedy. Predatory and cynical. And I think Maggie did a video on these. Didn't
she did, and it was very good.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, her videos are great about stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Everybody check out Maggie Mayfish's video.
Maggie Mayfish.
She does the whole thing on these Christian faith-based movies, and they really are just
they're very cynical. They're very cynically done. Like they're not done in good faith. Pun.
No, not at all.
Not intended, but welcomed and accepted.
But we're gonna we're all over that fucking pun.
And enjoyed.
I don't know. This
re- pun relished.
I guess that's what I meant by being frustrated that I wanted to see a trailer, because I really like this premise. And yeah. I was like, oh, just I want to see it. Show me the thing.
It's kind of like the South Park episode, Faith Plus One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, that's a great episode.
It's such a good episode.
They went myrrh.
Yeah, they went myrrh.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And Cartman screams, bit. Fuck Jesus on stage.
Ah, so good.
It sounds like you love Jesus, but
sounds
but
like you
like
really love
really
Jesus.
Love Jesus.
I'm gonna get down on my knees and start pleasing Jesus.
Yeah.
Want to feel salvation all over my face. Yeah, there you go.
Oh man.
Really wish they would stop making jokes about trans people.
Yeah, I man. I haven't watched South Park in fucking ages because I was at a hotel and it was on, mm-hmm. And like I caught bits of like a new episode and it was exhausting. It was just, it seemed, I don't know.
I actually really enjoyed it.
My hotel experience?
Yeah, I loved
it. Oh, the new season stuff?
I really liked it. The Tegrity Farm stuff.
I don't even know what that is.
It was, he basically
it's
made
Randy's
a
farm.
He made a weed farm in Colorado. Yeah. It's an excellent.
I heard
season.
Randy has become a star. Like
yes.
he's
yeah.
the main
he's,
character
he's
this
the,
season.
Yeah, he's the Homer.
Yeah,
you know, like
he's become Homer. Yeah,
I don't know. There's it's something about how they miss the mark so much about certain things, and then they're I agree with them on other things, and it's yeah. weird to say, but it's like I'm just kind of tired of it. I'm tired of their opinions
well,
and hearing them.
That's fair. You're
and
never going to agree.
The abrasiveness in which they give
that's
them.
True.
Well, the thing, yeah, that's kind of their move, though, is
right.
that they don't want everybody to agree with them all the time because that makes them seem like they're fucking pandering.
Right. And it's the thing is, it's not really about, it's not their fault. It's sort of me. Like, I think I've just kind of gotten older and like, because I used to love South Park. And I think just after a certain amount of time, I got, I don't know, the tone. It just
well, you're older now too,
way.
And
yeah.
you've got more experiences, and
yeah, I don't
you've
know.
Worked in comedy for longer, so
yeah, there's something
you know, like
I don't
there's
know.
A lot of ingredients as to why you don't necessarily buy
right,
into
you're
it the
have,
way you did before.
Yeah,
right. You have because you have your own experiences now to be like, I don't quite agree with that.
It's not also, even. Yeah.
Also, you're a real stupid asshole, Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
it's
a,
not even.
You're
I don't
a
know.
Dumb
Doesn't
crybaby
matter.
Little fucker.
You're a real fucking J.O.
Oh, God damn it. Why do you gotta? I know it. I know it in my heart, but you don't have to tell me.
You don't gotta say these things to my face.
You gotta hate your heart. Let it out.
I'm a little crap.
Oh man, this next one I'm actually was like, huh?
I'm super excited for the next.
Like,
one.
I'm not super excited for this, but I'm like, oh, this could be like the long shot for me, which is like a movie that I had no idea was going to be as good as it is.
Well, this is called Downhill. Mm-hmm. It's who's in it? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Right. I heard about this movie and I thought like. This it sounded exhausting. But...
It's Fox Searchlight too, which is like kind of important to know,
right?
Because it's
yeah,
right. Those are the details.
They've said that Disney has said they will continue to release things through Fox Searchlight, which is
good.
I thought news. This. Yeah, I thought this was going to be a zany comedy, and then well, it's the writers of The Descendants. They've won. They won an Oscar for that movie, I believe. It's the guy who plays the dean in Community. Is
oh,
one
yeah,
of the directors and the
you
guy
mean the evil sidekick in Sky High,
Jim Rash, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, and the other one is fucking the guy from he's been in all the Broken Lizard stuff.
Jay Chandrasekhar.
What the fuck is his name?
Because that's the only one. Ironically, the only name I remember is
no.
the hardest to pronounce name.
He's not a Broken Lizard person. He's just been in them a lot.
Oh.
This what is this called? Downhill?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look it up.
Well, Tormund Giantsbane, isn't it? From Game of Thrones.
Yes,
that's
he is.
Right. Yes, of course he is.
Nat Faxon.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. So the people who are making it are like great comedians and then they're great writers, and they've like behind the scenes sort of like written a lot of stuff that I like.
Yeah, well it's funny too, because comedians are really good at writing drama.
Yeah.
So like and it's a lot harder. Like when drama people write comedies, you get stuff like the side stuff on Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Right.
Where you're just like, this is bad.
Yeah, but the other way around does seem to work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because comedians, like, comedy is the hardest
part
of creating something and knowing timing and knowing how to write a script in that way. It's very difficult. So to then go to drama and add your already expertise in comedy, it makes sense.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we have harder jobs than all the other people on the planet.
Right. Yeah, we're the greatest creators in history.
Yeah. No, that checks out.
No, I always knew it. Like, yeah. I always knew it.
I was suspected.
Well, we're the most
it.
Talented.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right. You know, just the most raw talent.
Better like quality pure, of a person is us.
Like, unadulterated talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't adulterate this talent.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
But the premise of this is great, which is that they think they're about to die in an avalanche, and the family and Will Ferrell runs for it and basically abandons his family, and then the whole movie is just them unpacking that,
yeah,
of like, why did you abandon us? And I that's wonderful. Again, it's very much that style of these writers.
It kind of seems like something that, like, if Sandler wasn't doing Uncut Gems, he would have done this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those classic, like, good Sandler dramedies.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, they breached out to Sandler for
like
this.
Spanglish.
Like Spanglish. I love Spanglish.
Yeah, or Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. You know.
But especially Spanglish.
Yes.
Primarily Spanglish.
I love Spanglish is, like, here's my appreciation of Spanglish is that when Sandler does like a serious movie, it's always like really groundbreaking and like, holy shit, it's Punch Drunk Love, where he plays like, he doesn't just play a normal guy. It's Rain Over Me, where he's like, oh, his family died on 9/11 and he's like an introvert. Spanglish, he's just a guy, and he's just like a guy trying to figure shit out in like this weird
funny people. He's amazing in too.
Oh yeah.
Man, what a mislabeled and mispresented movie that was.
Yeah, that's true.
Really don't care for that movie, but he was pretty good in it.
I mean, I
like parts of it.
Went in expecting it to be hilarious, so like my experience was very weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, downhill.
Downhill. Our next trailer.
Downhill.
We talked about this in movies that deserve more hype, but it's actually now getting the hype it deserves.
It is,
Gretel and Hansel.
Gretel and Hansel.
Yeah.
Gretel and Hansel.
It's a horror movie based on the Jeremy Renner movie from 2012.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just switched the names.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that movie? Remember,
oh, yeah.
I've seen it several times.
Remember Hansel and Gretel when they decided to make it Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Remember when Jeremy Renner was like doing stuff like that, like in things?
Yeah.
He was like action star Jeremy Renner.
Remember when he was in Tag and they just made him an action star?
Oh yeah.
In a comic. That's
the fucking remember Tag? Weirdest.
Tag is the weirdest movie I've seen in a while.
Which is why I think it's a very brilliant movie.
Yeah, that ending is
the
shocking.
Way it ends. What the fuck?
The ending was horrifying.
Oh, no spoilers. Man.
Okay, yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers for 2017's Tag, 2018's Tag.
But this, I don't know. I'm excited for this Gretel and Hansel. It's
oh yeah, 100%.
It's what's her name? Alice, from Ghost Story.
Alice Krieg.
Yeah, just playing the role she was born to play. Just playing evil witch.
Just a scary
out.
Ass lady in the woods.
Yeah, creeping
scary,
out the girl
witch.
From It. Mm-hmm. It's all great.
Mm-hmm.
In a triangle house, you ever know someone in an A-frame house? You don't trust anybody in an A-frame house.
They're very Nordic.
Yeah.
They're very Eastern, Northeastern European.
Yeah. Well, okay, hold on.
Scandinavian.
I don't want to offend Nordic Scandinavian
Dutch.
People.
Is I do.
If you're in a community of A-frames, that's one thing. That's the norm.
Like anywhere in Pennsylvania.
Right. But we have, like, where I'm from in Massachusetts, there's just one fucking A-frame house. And it's
per
like,
town.
Don't go near that fucking A-frame.
And it's always somebody who's about fishing.
Yeah. You don't, like, if there's an A-frame house in a town of non-A-frames, you don't go near it. And I think that's important.
That's a good rule.
That's like a house
rule.
That has a lot of windows. Oh, it's like one of those houses where it's like all like future looking and you're like, what the fuck's this guy do?
Yeah, what's going on in there? Yeah. Because, you know, like if I can see through that house, you have a secret basement.
Yeah.
Like it's girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, where are you
it's
fucking,
ex machina. Yeah, it's like you have there's something down there. You're too transparent. You're pretending to be transparent.
Yep.
Not to be trusted.
So Gretel and Hansel.
Yeah.
Don't trust
Gretel
them.
And yeah. Hansel.
I mean, it's the, you know, I guess they got to do it. I feel like it's an unnecessary movie, but I'm fine with it. I think all movies are pretty much unnecessary except for the Taken movies.
Yeah, the director did a was it The Black Coat's Daughter, mm-hmm. and one other, and so the director's done good horror movies. So, like, I agree with you that it feels unnecessary. Except I like the director, so
I like that it has to be Gretel and Hansel because Hansel and Gretel happened relatively recently. And yeah. It was a fucking turd.
You think some producer was like, just swap the names, it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is 100% what happened.
I just assume that there's a reason they did that. Like Gretel is a bigger character in this.
I feel like this movie happened because of the bad one.
Maybe
somebody was like, No. Okay, let's do a real thing.
Yeah, it might. I think maybe this movie partially happened because of the witch, too.
Yeah, it's it definitely gets some witchy vibes.
Well, yeah.
Real witchy vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, witchy vibes.
Nice.
He's got the moon in her vibes.
Is that a real song?
It's Eagles, mm-hmm. baby.
Oh, I don't know Eagles.
Witchy woman. Oh, you don't know Eagles?
I know of Eagles.
Like I've seen Eagles.
If you played me Eagles songs, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's Eagles.
I thought you would know.
No. I'm bad at music.
Is it bland yet somehow good rock and roll from the 70s?
What?
It's Eagles.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's a good thing to know for the future.
Like they're like for some reason great and also for some reason decidedly average at the same right. time. It's like a fucking anomaly. That's why their greatest hits album is one of the greatest selling albums of all time.
Because it's just you can't pretty figure good.
Out, why is this good? I don't know. It's not, but it is.
So is it all like store managers? Like, I need something to play.
Kind of. It's very innocuous. It's yeah. very like, even though it's fucking, they're legendary monsters.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don Henley. Especially.
Don Henley and Glenn Frey were fucking just terrible people.
Right. Well, eagles are garbage animals too.
They generally, yeah.
They're just big dumb assholes.
The only reason we like them is because there's not many of them. Like, but if you go to Alaska, no one gives a fuck about eagles. They're everywhere, and they're just they're rats in the sky.
There's videos of golden eagles like grabbing fucking goats and just throwing them off
yes,
cliffs.
Yes, it's one of the funniest things they do. It's because like, if I were a bird, I would do that all the time if I could. Right?
Yeah, you
know,
yeah obviously.
Eaters got to eat. You know?
Yeah. And it's like, why bother attacking him?
Like,
I'm
yeah,
just going to
what
fucking...
do you think an eagle's going to eat? You know?
Yeah.
Like a burger?
Yeah.
No, man.
Well, no, that's the thing. In Alaska, they're trash animals. So there's like videos of like them going through dumpsters, like literally eating burgers. They're pigeons
they're
in
the
Alaska.
The seagulls of Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just garbage.
They're just giant jacked pigeons.
Yeah. They're assholes.
Of course they're a hamburger, bro.
Wilderness is always great when you're not near wilderness.
Right.
Like, wilderness is a wonderful concept.
Oh, every time I go back home, because I lived in a rural area in Massachusetts, it occurs to me living in a city, suddenly I realize, like, living in the wilderness is so much scarier, because the things that mm-hmm. attack you there, they don't mm-hmm. just want, like, your wallet.
No, they like, have to survive.
Yeah, they just want to kill and eat you, and there's no compromise.
Yeah, you accidentally stepped near where they pee.
Yeah.
So now they have to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, that's why I'm really afraid of deep sea mammals.
Oh, yeah, fuck the
like,
ocean.
I'm really fucking afraid of water mammals. Like, I'm not afraid of sharks, because when a shark attacks you, it's usually like, oh. This guy fucked up. He didn't mean to eat me.
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding.
But like when a whale attacks you because that's because that whale wants to fuck you up.
Right. Well, yeah, like an orca is just a, you know, the pricks of the sea.
Yeah, they're real bastards.
I also, if I was killed by like
it's
a blue
like a
whale.
Motorcycle gang in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. I never want to get killed by an animal that's so big they don't even notice they killed me.
Right, it just kills you by accident.
Oh, yeah.
You ever go on a whale watch and you see one and you're like, I don't want to go on this anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't go in the ocean.
This is the size of the boat.
Look, I've talked about this a few times. That they, it's literally, you can't even drink the water in the ocean. It, there's nothing in there for us. It doesn't want us.
I like swimming in it, though.
No.
That's why it keeps kind of throw you out when you get
It's trying to throw you out.
It
doesn't want us in it.
It's like slapping you. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Trying to bounce your ass
there's
out.
There's nothing in it for us.
Yeah, man. I watched a video on When Animals Attack when that was like a Fox special when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Of a beluga whale pulling a diver like into the deep sea. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the hell we were talking
kill
about.
Kill them all. Huh? Gretel and Hansel. Let's
Gretel
get to the
Hansel.
Next tra- next final right. trailer. Disturbing the Peace.
Oh, man. Boy, when I watched this, I was like, give me this movie now. This
I'm
is
so
dad
excited.
Porn.
Guy Pearce versus Devon Sawa.
I am so happy that Devon Sawa has been showing up in things.
He has been.
Yeah.
I think Twitter had something to do with that.
He was on
right?
Escape Plan. He's in the Fanatic?
The fan.
Like,
the
he regained a lot through Twitter.
Maybe, yeah. I'm Twitter buddies with him. He follows me. I follow him. No
well,
biggie.
Fuck yeah, man. Shout out to Devon Sawa.
Devon Sawa. Yeah, yeah I'm I love
Friend
him being a villain, too.
Yeah.
He's a villain in Escape Plan and in this, and it never occurred to me that that's... It works. He's sinister.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then you got old salt and pepper Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Being the sheriff of a small town that Devon Sawa is trying to rob with his gang of outlaws.
Yeah.
This is the last stand.
It is.
And
yeah,
I'm
it's an Arnold movie.
I'm here for it. I love this. I like me some Guy Pearce.
Sure.
Because he just has no barometer for what he's too good for or what he is.
Right.
Too good
he's, yeah. He's
the Janine Garofalo of this decade.
Right. Like, he's always great, and his presence in a film is no indication of how good it is.
Yeah. Absolutely not. He was in like a Luc Besson prison space movie, and
right,
then he was in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Right. And he's amazing in both.
Yeah. Yes. I like an actor who's just like, he's there and he's like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I'm good to go. Yeah.
I fucking love it. And this is a movie that he 100% should have passed on, and I'm so happy he didn't.
Yeah. This is why I have the same thing with Nicolas Cage, where it's like he can't say no. And for that reason, he's in incredible movies and he's in terrible movies, and it doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
And all of them bring us so much joy.
Yes.
Paycheck's a paycheck, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just, he'll just stumble into amazing movies. And for him, he's just like, yeah, I just got to get paid. Let's do this.
It's funny to me because
I'm wearing a hat and fighting a panther. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Was this hey. Piss?
Sounds pretty cool.
Who pissed in this jar? Who pissed in the jar?
Oh, man. Why didn't Nicolas Cage get that role?
Yeah, get the Holly Hunter role.
Yeah. It could have been him, yeah.
It could have been.
Imagine the slap in the face of him in a Superman movie
exactly,
as a fucking
yeah, he might have
senator
been
that explodes.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
I could have been this guy.
I could have been Kal-El.
You couldn't have.
Never would have worked.
You really never had a chance.
No.
I know they got you dressed up in a costume with that wig, but it wasn't going to happen, Nick.
That must have been a great day for him, too. He was gone home that day. Like, this is, he must have been so excited.
Did you ever see that?
Oh, of course.
Did you ever see that?
The one that Schnapp made?
The documentary by John Schnapp?
No.
The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened? It's amazing.
Yeah,
he gets Kevin Smith and Tim Burton both on that.
Jesus,
and well, he gets John Peters
and John
too.
Peters, yeah,
he gets
yeah.
John Peters.
Yes,
holy shit! I gotta watch that.
Everybody.
That's great.
I think
he gets Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I was gonna say he gets everybody, but Nick Cage.
It's the only movie Nicolas Cage wasn't in that year.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he's also the person who's like point of view I need the least about that Superman.
I was gonna be Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The story. And then he wasn't.
And then he wasn't. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Man, I got to watch that now. I didn't realize John Peters is
it's
that's
fucking
huge.
Great. It's a great documentary. Shout out RIP John Schnapp.
Yeah.
No.
I've hosted several panels about that specific documentary,
yeah.
And I love hearing more about it.
I covered it on Cracked a while ago.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It was one of the first massive Kickstarter successes, too.
Yeah. I think I gave to it, actually. It's. I mean, shit. I gotta watch that. I can't.
You got your reward because you probably aren't anymore.
Wait, what?
Said, I hope you got your Kickstarter reward.
No, I don't care. My reward is the movie getting made.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Folks,
and
were...
this nice glass of piss.
This nice glass of hot piss. Don't drink that. It's piss.
I'm going to steal the Declaration.
We
got to
steal the Declaration of Independence.
Of Independence and piss on it.
That's how you get the map.
We
got to
take this jar. We got to take this jar of Superman's piss and dump it on the Declaration of Independence. Ooh. And the map to Krypton will appear.
Remember the movie where he, where Nicolas Cage fucks his wife in a teenage girl's body?
Yes.
Okay. Between Worlds.
Between Worlds.
That's a movie that exists.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta watch that again.
He fucks the teenage girl who is his wife's soul in a teenage girl's body while reading a book by Nicolas Cage.
Right. Yeah.
God, I gotta see that movie.
You gotta see that movie. It's madness.
You kind of do.
Yeah. Can't recommend that movie enough.
Gibberish.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to news stories.
Yeah, buddy.
Sure.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
WandaVision has been moved to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I put this on here only because I think Disney Plus, I think what happened is they got The Mandalorian done, and then they realized they don't have anything else to offer.
Oh, yeah, we need to keep people here because they're not watching that Balto movie.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think they pushed this up, which is interesting because apparently Doctor Strange, the next one, which I'm excited for, is...
it's supposed to be like very horror elements.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to set up this show, but now this show is coming before Doctor Strange. So I don't know what that means for anything. It must have not mattered that much.
Yeah.
That Doctor Strange, it's Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, the Multiverse of Madness.
It made me realize that, like, if they're introducing multiverses, which means I think this is
how you're going to get your Miles Morales. And
and if needed, this is how, if it comes to it, they can be like, Robert Downey Jr., here's another $100 million.
Yeah.
Because it occurred to me, like...
I'm surprised you're not saying, and the X-Men.
And the X-Men.
Or the Fantastic Four.
Yes. I just realized that they've introduced time travel, they've introduced space, and now with the multiverse, it's funny because they've given themselves so many wild cards in terms of writing, where
there's
just
a lot
like,
of doors
we can
doorknobs
do literally anything at any point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, good for them.
I'm glad this is being moved forward, because I'm really excited about this
Me
fucking
too.
Show.
It sounds crazy.
I like that the Marvel universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, can take some risks.
Yeah.
Because they've been very safe in cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they can get fucking weird. Like, Doctor Strange is one of my favorites because it's so fucking weird and beautiful.
It's a lot of fun.
And this kind of presents that opportunity, I think.
Also, so Vision's going to be in this, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
By
yeah.
the name.
I think this is going to come into how powerful she really is.
Yes. Well, I was thinking, because I watched Age of Ultron recently, Vision has the lifespan of like a gerbil in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
like, he shows up, is what seems to be the most powerful creature ever, and dies like two films later.
Yeah, but not before paralyzing James Rhodes.
Right.
Yep.
Not before just like kind of doing nothing good. He not only dies, he gets exploded by the one person who loves him, and then gets reversed
brought
into time
so
and killed a second
so
time.
His brain ripped out of his forehead.
Brain torn out of his head.
Like, Vision does nothing.
Dude, that's like top 10 bad days.
Yeah.
Is that one day of Wakanda.
So like, it'd be nice to see Vision get like,
don't forget,
stuff
he
to
got
do.
Woken up out of surgery to deal with that.
Yes. He got willed into existence. He got created. And it's just really funny because watching Age of Ultron, they're like, this is a new era. Look at this guy. And knowing now that it's like, no, he's not going to matter and dies
he's
very
too powerful.
Soon.
He's like kind of like, he's basically Superman. He's Martian Manhunter.
And yeah,
like,
that's
an overpowered character. You got to kind of bring him down.
They had to get rid of him. Like,
which
how Captain Marvel is
Scarlet
like.
Witch, like, she's so powerful. Yeah. You have to play with that. You can't just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm excited to see Scarlet Witch, but like, I feel like she's gotten more of an opportunity to actually do stuff in this.
Yeah,
whereas
she keeps
Vision
fucking
has,
Thanos up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Watching Endgame again, she fucks him up so much.
Yeah.
like not just beats him up, but like starts tearing him apart, and he's like scared.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
she's girl's 108 pounds.
Yeah, she's like the only person who can get, who can take him on.
Yeah, him and then Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Right.
I love that scene where he fucking like does he headbutt her and she doesn't do shit, so he grabs the fucking power stone off of the glove and just drills her in the face while holding on to it. Man, that's a great fucking fight scene.
Yes, it is. Those both of those movies, watching them back to back recently, are a symphony of writers figuring out ways to make characters that are too powerful not be there, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it pretty good. But like the one part that doesn't work is in the first one, Infinity Wars, where Scarlet Witch is just like, you need to sit and watch Vision.
Well, that's like, what they literally call that out.
Yeah.
She fucking throws him up and
they're like, why didn't we have her this whole time?
It's like, why was she up there this whole time?
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, good fucking question. Yeah, I don't know. This will be fun.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm glad it's being moved forward. Here's another thing that I can't fucking wait for.
The next thing?
Yeah.
The New Mutants.
Yeah.
New Mutants.
Finally going to get another trailer, going to be released. And apparently with the original cut of the director. So,
with the theoretical original cut, because it was already sent. It was sent back for reshoots.
Right.
So like, which original cut?
What the fuck happened?
I mean, I assume it's apparently, from what I understand, the reshoots never actually happened. They were planned, but never took place.
Right. So that's because here's the thing. This movie's been delayed for so long.
For 2 years. Now.
Yeah. What is wrong with this movie?
Disney took it over. The thing about this movie, do you know anything about this?
Okay.
It's basically the closest thing you're going to get to a horror movie in the X-Men universe with children.
I'm so excited
and
about
Disney,
that.
When they got Fox. You can understand that Disney was like a little trepidatious about creating a Marvel Universe film, because they're in the Marvel Universe. They're the New Mutants.
Right.
That's outside of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that involves horror and children.
So this is, I think, is this the corporate equivalent?
Well,
what?
It got delayed before that.
Yes, because
twice.
They planned to reshoot it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the corporate equivalent, though, of like... like all your friends being like, hey, let's go out to dinner and then go to the movies. And then it's like, oh, let's meet at Greg's place first. And then we could carpool. And they're like, okay, let's do that. And then someone's like, well, I'm going to be at this time and I'm going to be at this time. And they're like, okay, that won't work. And then you talk for like 10 minutes and then it's like, okay, let's all just meet at the restaurant again. Is it that where someone stepped in? They're like, okay, let's reshoot this. This isn't right. And it just all got so fucked up that in the end, they're like, okay, let's throw it all away. And just do what we originally were
going to do. I feel like
do.
Disney inherited this thing. It's essentially cost them nothing, really, because they just bought a movie. They don't need to spend more money on reshoots.
No.
They could just be like, well, we have this thing that could make $200 million that all we have to do is just put out there.
Right.
Or $300 million. Like, they just have something that will make a lot of money, starring very popular child actor or teen actors.
Right.
They got it's the fucking kid from Stranger Things, like the teenage brother from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Fucking Maisie Williams is in it. Yep. Like, why wouldn't you put this movie out?
Right.
The only reason you wouldn't is because Disney doesn't want to put an almost R-rated superhero horror film, but then they just fucking announced Deadpool.
Yeah.
So like why not now?
I think I don't know. The other analogy I want to do is I worked at a diner and I remember there was new management and they showed up and they're like, we're going to clean this place up and make some changes. And this diner had existed since the 50s. And then after like a month of exhaustion, they were like, all right, everybody just do the things you were doing to begin with.
Yep, it's fine.
And I think that's also Disney stepping in like, all right, we're going to make some changes. And then they're like, you know what? Let's not fuck with this.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Fox wasn't going broke.
Yeah. Let's just do the thing that was coming out.
There's nothing worse than when, like, a diner has to clean its griddle.
Oh, I remember. I remember it.
But it's like the flavor of all the food disappears, and it's like whenever like a shitty diner ends up getting hit by the Board of Health, the food becomes immediately worse.
Oh yeah, yeah. The dirt is what makes it good.
Fucking grime. Yeah, there's nothing
the dirt
better.
Gives it its flavor.
There's no better flavor to add to a grilled cheese than grime.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The cigarette ash. Oh, God,
fuck yeah, dude. I want pancakes that have a slight hint of onion.
Oh, 100%.
Like, that is 100% something
where
I
it's,
like,
yeah,
where it's the home fries
all...
and the, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think the New Mutants is.
Yeah. I'm
yeah,
excited
it's like
for
home
it.
Fries at a diner.
Yeah. I bet there's some sort of problems that spawned the reshoot idea in the first place, but I think overall this is probably going to be a very fun movie.
Yeah, Disney
right?
could just be like, fucking put it out, man. We have literally nothing to lose.
Yeah, who's making it?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, who's making it?
Who's the director?
Josh Boone.
What has he done?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh. That doesn't fill me with confidence.
I was like, this tracks?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
So how about this hashtag, huh?
Hashtag release the JJ cut is trending. Because apparently, okay, this is hilarious. So yeah. I guess it was Rise of Skywalker had a cut scene with Hayden Christensen. And I assume Ewan McGregor, like all the Force ghosts, or actually when Rey has them all
when
talk
was,
to her,
yeah.
they were all going to show up. And apparently... fans of J.J. Abrams can't understand why Rise of Skywalker was a mess, and they have just assumed that it's corporate meddling and we need to release the J.J. cut. But as the article I linked points out, there's no evidence that there's a J.J. cut.
Yeah, this isn't Snyder deciding to back out yeah. after meddling and his dead kid.
Right. This is just J.J. Abrams. Like, this is what he does. Like,
yes.
this is on... It's not. I didn't watch this movie and go, this isn't like J.J. Yeah. Abrams.
No, this is where's absolutely
this,
like
where's
him.
This patented style.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
So, yeah, it's people are dumb.
People, yeah.
And there's another story. It's like, oh, there's a cut scene that explains Palpatine's, how we survived, his origin. It's like, well, that might have been good to leave in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's all this shit that's like they came out last week with like, oh, there's going to be a bit in the novelization of the film that's going to explain what the hell that exchange between Lando and that woman was at the end of the movie.
How yeah. you doing, baby? Remember that time I got my fingers inside of you?
What a weird fucking scene. Because the reveal is that apparently it was his daughter. It was supposed to be his daughter or something.
Apparently.
But like, if you're not going to have that in the movie... Don't have
yeah.
that scene.
Don't cut that exchange. Like, yeah. at the very least, it's, this movie is such...
The movie's a fucking mess. We don't have time to talk about it
now.
We
don't have time to talk about it. But it's like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe if I have to, like, play Fortnite and, like, read the novelization and know about all the different cutscenes for the shit in your movie to make sense, you fucked up.
It's yes. just a bonus.
It reminds me, it was something that, I wrote for Cody at Cracked a long time ago that was about J.J. Abrams, which was, it's really funny that it's still happening, which was, I forget, it was about the Cloverfield stuff or something, where mm-hmm. It was a video of just like signs you've made a bad movie. And one was, if you have to go online to like read what happened in the movie, you made a bad movie. And that was like a thing that was happening with like the Cloverfields and stuff where like, this is what this means and this is what was happening. And it's like, shouldn't ever have to consult. I don't need a walkthrough guide for a movie. Like it should never be an issue.
Right. All the information should be there.
Yes. Oh God. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I could talk for days about that fucking movie. But
yeah, you could.
Yeah. That's it for news, you guys.
Right. It is. It is it for news.
What you got, bro? You got any movies you
Dave.
Want to talk about, bro?
Dave.
Yes, Dave. Yes,
hold
Tom.
Hold on. Do you have any movies that deserve more hype in this year of our Lord 2020?
No. Yes.
You don't? Okay,
no,
good.
Yes.
Let's go.
No, oh. I do. I totally do, Tom. It's called
what
Come
luck?
Come to Daddy.
Mm.
Not based off the Aphex Twin music video song that's horrifying. This has got Elijah Wood, so you know it's gonna be fucking crazy.
It's gonna be weird, right?
Yeah, because Elijah
Wood,
weird
as shit,
man, he's going wild.
He took
lately.
That Lord of the Rings money and just fucking threw it in the air and ran through it.
Yeah, he's great. This is a Rotten Tomatoes score of 95%. It's gotten a lot of reviews, like 40 reviews. It's, I think, played at some festivals. It is like a horror slash comedy. The director, whose name is Ant Timpson. Fucking great name.
All right.
He is the producer of such movies as Housebound, The Greasy Strangler, and Turbo Kid, which I don't know if people have seen those movies, but they're a lot of fun.
We had a fan recommend The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past the name.
That's a hard one. That's a toughie, The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah,
Turbo Kid is the one I recommend the most because
I see it on is it Hulu or Netflix
maybe.
Or something?
Turbo Kid is a very much like a Paul Verhoeven, that 80s futuristic style, like a love letter to that. And the villain is Michael Ironside. For that reason.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and it's about like kids in the apocalypse on bikes who are fighting Michael Ironside. It's got like
Michael
a Mad
Ironside.
Max feel. It's a lot of fun.
Michael Ironside.
Yeah.
That's a quality Verhoeven pull.
Oh yeah. He's the best. So this movie is about a guy named Norval, played by Elijah Wood, who gets a letter from a long lost father and shows up at his house to me, what's his name? Stephen McHattie?
Stephen McHattie, yeah.
Yeah. As his dad, who's
that?
He
played old Night Owl in the Watchmen movie.
Oh, he's
and
a very old
on,
man.
Yeah.
He was on Seinfeld. And
he, as you'll see in the trailer for this, he just seems to be drunk the entire trailer. Like, he's slurring, he's weird, he's violent. He doesn't seem to know why Elijah Wood's there, why Norval's there. And things just get really like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolfy, like it's just getting really like weird and tense in this reunion, and then none of the reviews want to spoil it, which makes me think it's great because all the reviews are like, we won't tell you what happens.
It's like Parasite.
Yeah, but then something happens.
Yeah,
he discovers something in this guy's house, and it turns into like a different movie entirely.
That's all I want to know.
From what's in the trailer.
I want
exactly.
you to stop talking about this right now.
Well, that's all I know.
When can we see it, David?
That's actually a good question. I normally have that written down. Hold on, let me look. It was been compared to like early Peter Jackson, which really gets my attention. February 7th of this year.
Ooh, February. It's just around the corner.
Guys, check out the trailer. I think the early Peter Jackson should be the thing that makes you go, you know, that perks you up. Probably very bloody, violent, weird Elijah Wood. You got a hobbit and he's in it all takes place in like one location from what I hear. So yeah, check this shit out. Have I ever led you guys astray?
Yeah, you have.
You can trust me.
I'm not sure.
Rarely,
about that.
Rarely.
You can trust
it's,
Dave.
It's happened, but
it's rare.
I think they've all been good.
Sure.
We're mostly been good.
I don't follow up on all of them, to be honest.
That's true.
But
you hype movies and you don't even see them?
So many movies.
You're a real piece of
shit. I did this for Cracked as I had a weekly Movies That Deserve More Hype, or it was like every 2 weeks.
It's like a monthly, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like 6 or 7 movies. And like, ultimately, it was like, I can't fucking go find all these movies. Yeah, they're movies that look really good. Like, that's what it's about. These are movies that no one's talking about that just look really fucking good.
I like movies that look good.
Yeah.
Same.
Come to Daddy. Check it out. Google Come to Daddy, and I'm sure the first thing you'll get is the trailer for this,
it'll pop right up. That'll
really disturb you.
Type in Come to Daddy video. There you go.
Yeah,
that'll make sure you get the trailer to this film.
Come to Daddy, adult.
Adult.
Yes,
that would be a different one.
It's a movie for adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, that's a sode.
Sure is.
Holy cow.
It's a sode and a first, half.
It's a good sode.
First sode of the year.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Glad I could be on the first Hypecast.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could too,
Jeff,
man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on it.
Wait till you guys hear my new rates.
Hmm.
Out of control. I'm so glad I could.
It's okay. You're worth it.
No, I was glad I could
be here.
You're
worth it.
True.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Plug your stuff.
You can check
what you want people to check out.
You can check out Sideshow with Sideshow Collectibles every other Tuesday. Most recent guest was who? Gamefully Unemployed's Tom Ryman.
Ooh.
That's right. I was there.
I did.
I got to see all of their expensive toys.
We did a tour.
Did you pocket anything, Tom?
They are much too big to pocket.
Damn. Just break a finger off.
That stuff is dope.
Sure.
How dope is that cafeteria, though?
That cafeteria is amazing.
It's like an all-vegan cafeteria.
Oh, shit.
It's fucking dope as hell.
And everything is free.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
So that being said, you can check out Sideshow Sideshow as well as some other stuff I host on Unsealed and Revealed, where I watch a grown man play with a toy every Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time live. I get to do that. That's real fun. What else can I tell you about? I got a bunch of stuff with Adam Todd Brown on Unpopular Opinion. That's really fun. You can check out Tom and Jeff Watch Batman on the Gamefully Unemployed Patreon. And of course, support live comedy. Mint on Card is the second Friday of every month at Blast from the Past on Magnolia in Burbank. And we have our fourth anniversary show Friday,
wow,
January 10th.
Geez.
Yeah.
God damn.
That lineup is so brutal. The first two comedians alphabetically are Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything and Dana Gould.
Mm-hmm.
This
oh,
is the
wow.
first two. Alphabetically, and then going down, it's just like Jenny Zagrino and Kara Sultanovich. Oh, it's just a brutal lineup.
I should go to that.
That's one you're gonna want to go to.
Yeah, that sounds fucking great. Holy shit.
And it's free. Okay.
And it's free.
Go on.
And it's free. Dave, now you go.
I am here to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts on there, like the aforementioned Tom and Jeff Watch Batman. We also have Fox Mulder is a Maniac. There's going to be a free episode of Fox Mulder is a Maniac this Sunday.
Yeah! A rare free episode of Fox Mulder is a Maniac, yes, and I like it.
I'm very excited about it.
I love this show. Like, I laugh out loud listening to this show. I really like Patreon exclusive podcasts that you guys do, like, obviously I listen to Tom and Jeff and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. I genuinely like both of those shows.
Yeah, it's worth it. Folks, you heard him say it.
You heard it right here.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited specifically about season 3. We're hitting season 3 of The X-Files, which is just one hit after the next. So
it's a real murderer's row coming up with episodes.
So guys, check all of that out.
We also have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, stickers, posters, all kinds of stuff. Hopefully we're gonna add some new stuff soon. We got a bunch of ideas brewing, so check it out.
Yeah.
And see if you want to get anything that will then become yours and then live in your house.
Live in you. Mm-hmm. Get it in you.
Yeah, you can swallow it if you want to.
Yeah.
They're all 100% edible.
I don't see why not. I don't see any reason we can't tell people to consume our products, like eat them.
You can eat them, yes.
The shirts.
You can do that.
In theory, you can eat them.
Yeah, I mean, use caution when you're eating
them. The mechanics of it are perfectly sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eat us.
I think that's it.
All right,
let's say goodbye, everybody. Let's get that out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Get out. Get out of here.
Out!
Go!
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at the Corlew, Corlew, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.